Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Be careful what you say. It can get you into trouble. The press is checking. We're all listening. It seems like Romney and President Obama get taken to the woodshed every few days for some unintended gaffe. Even the CEO of Chick-fil-A made the unforgivable mistake of saying that his company believed in the traditional family and the marriage between a man and a woman. That's heresy. No more Chick-fil-A restaurants in Chicago, Boston, New York. And here's one that we don't want to forget. This is not a gaffe. It was carefully thought through by someone at USDA. The Department of Agriculture endorsed Meatless Monday to help the environment, and I quote this, and to not waste resources used in meat production, especially beef and dairy. Well, Secretary Vilsack quickly retracted the statement, saying it was released without proper approval. Damage done. The secretary has people working for him that don't know what department they work for. It's the Department of Agriculture, that is, cows, pigs, chickens, the meat industry. I cannot imagine how a statement like that could get out the door, but it did. Senator Grassley and Senator Kernan were able to capitalize on the whole affair to demonstrate their beef with the Department of Agriculture. They celebrated Meat Monday. Secretary Grassley said, "This is a reminder to USDA that it's supposed to advocate for American agriculture, not against it." Well, then PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, couldn't stand Senator Grassley's love of meat and his criticism of the Meatless Monday promotion. So they said they will counter by taking informal bets on when the 78-year-old senator will die from eating meat. Now, that statement is way out of line. But should I be surprised? PETA is extreme, absolutely against meat consumption, vegetarians all the way. I wonder how many more gaffes and crazy statements we're going to see in the weeks ahead. Anyway, tonight, I want a big T-bone steak for dinner, and I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.